Join us as we explore timeless wisdom from around the world, seeking truths that resonate most for each individual. Welcome to Peace on Your Journey podcast. I'm John Lawyer, a former soldier turned spiritual traveler. At Kishar, we celebrate the journey of discovery together, delving into various religious, spiritual, and philosophical traditions. For a deeper dive into spirituality, join our vibrant online community at kishar.org. If you'd like to experience this production with dynamic art and video content, check out our YouTube channel at Peace on Your Journey. Every day we're bombarded with messages telling us to be more, to do more, to strive for excellence, to push harder, reach further, never settle. But what if this relentless pursuit of improvement actually keeping us from true happiness? The modern mantra tells us that our value lies in our achievements and our capacity to transform ourselves into this ideal of perfection. But today we're going to explore a different path, one that challenges everything you might believe about self-improvement. Imagine for a moment a world where you don't have to be better than you were yesterday, where the pressure to excel is replaced by an invitation to exist freely and fully. What if I told you that embracing who you are right now, with all your imperfections, is the key to contentment? Philosophers have long debated this notion of self and improvement, but Pema Chodron is a revered Buddhist nun, and she offers a radical view that improvement is actually this subtle aggression against every essence of our being. So what does it mean to accept this view? How does it change the way that you see yourself in the pursuit of happiness? Today, we dive deep into Pema Chodron's The Wisdom of No Escape, and we're going to explore why stopping this endless quest for improvement might actually be the most transformative step that you can take. How many times have you caught yourself thinking that once you achieve a certain goal, you'll finally be happy? So explore how flipping that narrative completely around is actually going to be the secret to a fulfilled life. Join me as we uncover the beauty of being enough, just as we are. And later I'm going to share some personal stories about how I've applied this to my own life, and it's worked great. There's this misconception of self-improvement, so let's look at some common traps. Consider how societal pressures and your personal ambitions lead you to believe that you have to always constantly improve to be worthy or happy. It's like you're the main character in a video game and you have to keep leveling up. But ask yourself, who's controlling your character? Are you controlling your character? Or are you living someone else's story? Is someone else moving you around this game of life? Look at Michael Phelps and his battle with depression. He was the most decorated Olympian in history. He'd won more medals than anyone. But he still struggled with depression and this sense of emptiness, and he didn't feel like he was a part of the world. And it wasn't really until he began his journey towards mental health awareness that he felt at peace in his life outside of the pool. To put it simply, part of starting is just loving yourself for who you are. What you build from that self-love is almost limitless. Ask yourself, are you chasing shadows of what you think that you should become? How could learning to appreciate who you are and what you are, how could that change your life? Hit me up with your thoughts in the comments so we can talk about it. Pema Chodron is an important figure in modern spiritual writing. She's a respected teacher of Tibetan Buddhism, and she's ordained within the Shambhala Tibetan Buddhist tradition. Her teachings have resonated with millions of people around the world, and really it's in large part because she's made Buddhist concepts really accessible and really simple. Because Buddhist teachings can often get really complex, very detail-oriented, and she has a way of just making it very simple and easy to understand. Her focus is on themes of mindfulness, compassion, and growth. And a lot of her wisdom comes from actual hands-on experience at the Gampo Abbey, which is a Buddhist abbey in Nova Scotia in Canada. This is where she has served as the principal teacher and guide for many years after being a student there for a very long time as well. This path is presented in a series of meditation instructions that she developed during her time at the Abbey. These aren't simply spiritual guidelines, but they're practical approaches to embracing life's imperfections and finding peace in the present moment. And there's that ever-present subject of the present moment. You see it all the time in spiritual circles. You see it all the time in spiritual videos. You probably see it in a lot of books you read about spirituality. but she really artfully brings together these concepts of meditation, self-acceptance, self-love, loving kindness, and living in the present moment, along with the concept of mindfulness, which kind of goes hand in hand with living in the present moment. And you kind of need to be able to dance with the universe to put this all together. And she does it. And she does it in this like beautiful way that's simple and easy to understand. This book isn't too long. And she says, mindfulness is loving all the details of our lives. And awareness is the natural thing that happens. Life begins to open up and you realize that you're always standing at the center of the world. And so think about that for a second. You know, you realize that you're standing in the center of the world. You're the main character, not in this bad way. You're the main character in the best way. You get to write your own story. You get to be the person that directs you in your own video game. That's important. So let's further explore the beauty of imperfection. We've already discussed how Chadron shows us that imperfection is not a flaw to be corrected, but a feature to be celebrated. She says, the point is not to try to change ourselves. Meditation practice isn't about trying to throw ourselves away and become something better. It's about befriending who we already are. And on mindfulness and present living, she introduces us to methods to appreciate life as it is, rather than always striving for what could be. So there's all these things that we can do. There's all these things that are available to us. The question is, what are we doing? Like right now, today? If we sort that out, we start to grow in this incredible way. She talks about mindfulness and she says, mindfulness is loving all the details of our lives and awareness is the natural thing that happens. And I'd really love for each of you to really key on that word awareness as part of how you live. Being aware changes things inside of you in this deep way. It puts you in receive mode to what the universe has to offer. And if you're in receive mode, you're going to be able to enjoy what the universe sends you. Look at how you embrace life's challenges. She encourages embracing these inherent challenges to life and seeing them as these opportunities to grow and learn about ourselves instead of an obstacle that we have to overcome on our way to perfection. And I always tell people that chasing perfection in the real world can be this fool's errand. There might be this perfect thing inside of you. That divine self or the universe or nature, the Brahman or God or Christ consciousness, it has many names. So you can know that there's this perfect thing inside of you, but that chasing perfection in your day-to-day life in this real world is, there's no point to it because we're never going to get there. We're never going to get to that perfect place here in this concrete reality that we're sharing with each other. So sometimes great is good enough. Sometimes good is good enough. Chadron says, our life's work is to use what we've been given to wake up. And that's what walking the spiritual path is all about. It's waking up. How do you think you can encourage more awareness in your own life? Let me know in the comments and we'll have a conversation. I'm going to tell you a little bit about my own experience with acceptance, but before I do, I wanted to let you know, the goal of this channel is to help people know their wholeness within. And so sub if you like what we're doing and share this with someone if you think it might help them. Let's talk about this transformational journey. I've tried to be things that I wasn't. Growing up, I was this chill guy and I was kind of a bum. I missed a ton of school. And my ethos was that life's too important to be taken seriously. And I lived it. But then I joined the army and I started taking life way too seriously. I was really good at my job though, and I loved it, and so it worked for me. After 15 years on and off in desert combat zones, I went home, and I didn't know who the hell I was. I wanted to go back to being this calm and chill person that I had been when I was a kid and when I was in high school, but I couldn't get there. One, I had tons of healing to do, and I had to do that to get to this place where I could kind of take life less seriously. And it wasn't something that I was ever able to get to. It's like I was striving to be this calm thing and I just couldn't do it. And finally, I figured out that if I could just accept that there was this part of me that was uptight and anxious, that there was also this other part of me that was kind of chill and laid back. If I could accept those things at the same time, suddenly I realized that these two different parts of me could coexist. And so take a second right now and tell yourself one thing that you aren't accepting about yourself. and ask yourself, how would accepting that thing and coming to terms with it change your life? How would it lead to more balance in your life? And more recently, about 2.5 years ago, I realized that I wasn't living my higher purpose. And that's your dharma. That's my dharma. The thing that is unique to you that you're meant to do in this world. Each of us has a higher purpose specific to them. And when I woke up, I realized that my dharma, my higher purpose, was to go help people help themselves to find their wholeness within. This changed my whole life. It led to this deep acceptance of who I am and what I'm all about. And I stopped fighting to do something else with my life or be something else. And that acceptance led to this really breakthrough in my journey on the spiritual path. One of the things that really helped me get to this point was letting go. It's about dealing with emotions as they come up. Chadron says, when we think that we are holding on to something that we need, we are actually standing in the way of our own well-being. Letting go is the path to real freedom. And if you think about it, you probably realize that we're attached to all this junk. You know, what are you holding on to? When you let go, you're introduced to this emotional resilience and this freedom. Even if you think that you can't let go of something or someone because you love them so much and you think that you're going to lose them, consider if you ever had them. What if you let go and they're still there? What if because you've let go, suddenly you find yourself more connected with them than you could ever have realized? That's a spiritual relationship, and that's transcendent. So if you let go of it all, then you see who you really are. You also see who everyone else is around you. And it's so much more than you can ever imagine. And I was as broken as I ever could have been after years in combat. But I want to tell you, my trauma isn't better or worse than your trauma. And we all have this swamp of sadness that we have to navigate and get through and come out the other side. And this is me telling you, this is possible. It's possible to get through that swamp. It's possible to come out the other side. It's possible to let go. And that it could even be a beautiful journey as you do it. And what do you think is the one single most important thing that you might let go of in your life for more peace? Just consider that and reflect on it and figure out what's going on inside of you. That's one of these all-important first steps. We have discussions like this every single day over at Keyshard.org. It's the nonprofit spiritual community that sponsors this channel. Check out the link in the description and become a member. You can live in non-judgment. When we look at people, we have a tendency to judge them. We criticize people for all kinds of things. And if you make friends with yourself, if you love yourself, you end up making friends with those people that you're judging. And it's because a lot of times, the things that we're judging in others are actually things that we are judging about ourselves. And so if we can approach all of this with a sense of honesty and gentleness and good-heartedness and combine that with clarity about ourselves, there's no obstacle to a better life. And I can say from personal experience that living in non-judgment is this massively freeing thing. I'm telling you guys, if you can go out there and stop judging yourself and you can stop judging other people, it really frees you from so much. It's a big part of letting go. Just like, you know, talking about letting go of all these, this junk in life and these attachments. Non-judgment's a part of that. Forgiveness is a part of that. Forgiveness of yourself, forgiveness of others. So think about that as well. And how do you apply these teachings? There's things that you can do. There's practical things that you can go forward and will help you move forward with this kind of stuff. Try some gratitude reflections. Start or end your day with a gratitude exercise where you write things down or type it in your phone, maybe three things that you're grateful for each day, and then reflect on why these three things bring you joy and peace. Look at doing some mindful walking. As you walk, pay attention to the sensation of your feet on the ground. Observe the rhythm of your walk, you know, the feel of the air on your skin, the sounds around you. Use this practice to cultivate presence in your everyday activities. I can tell you that mindfulness works. When you practice mindfulness exercise, like taking a mindful walk, you're going to be mindful during that walk because you're intentional about it.
But then you're going to find as you do that more often, you're going to start to be more mindful even when you're not planning it, even though when you're not intentional about it. You're going to just be mindful as you go through life. That's very transcendent. It's a very empowering thing. It makes you more present in the moment. And you can try things like sitting in a basic meditation, find a quiet space, get in a comfortable position, turn on something like Insight Timer, which is an app on your phone. It's free. You can bring up a guided meditation and it can guide you through it. And when your mind wanders as you're meditating, because that'll happen if you haven't meditated before, and even people who've meditated for a long time sometimes struggle with their mind wandering. If that happens, just bring your focus back to the present, back to the meditation, and don't judge yourself about it. Just kind of be chill about it and take yourself back to the meditation. And try to stay committed to this for a couple of weeks before you decide how it's going to work for you. Don't just do it once or twice and say, I can't do this. Just try to stick with it. You can do the same thing with breathing exercises. There's breathing exercises on Insight Timer as well. And there's long-term benefits to these practices. You're going to have improved mental health. You're probably going to see a significant reduction in anxiety or depression. Many people do. There's enhanced concentration and memory. You're just generally going to think more clearly because your mind isn't going to be so noisy and it's not going to be racing all the time. As you meditate more, as you are more mindful and you do these mindfulness walks or you have these gratitude exercises, suddenly everything starts to fall into place. And it cultivates a sense of this overall holistic well-being within you because you're kind of getting to this point where you're aligned in your mind, body, and soul. It's all kind of working together like it's supposed to. If you're looking for a gentle, simple introduction to Buddhism and meditation, definitely check this book out. Take a moment to consider the constant drive that you have for self-improvement. And remember that the journey to genuine contentment and inner peace begins with accepting your true self. So go out and love life. Be who you were meant to be and already are within you. And now that you've explored these transformative teachings with me today, you might be wondering what the next steps are in your journey and this path to spiritual awakening. So continue the exploration by clicking the video on the screen. It'll help you out. And until next time, I wish you peace on your journey.